This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's a holiday, Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 6th, episode 803, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Lord, I love to hear that ride at 5 o'clock for so long. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, but the beat in my throat.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this holiday time here on Horses in the Morning. We're going to be talking a lot about holiday stuff on the show today. But, Jamie, you're sounding better.
I have a question. Why is today a holiday? Like, I heard that. I'm like, do we not have to go to work today? What's the deal?
It's just that I'm getting in the mood now. See, that so we're only 19 days away from Christmas. So I'm getting in the mood.
It's a holiday for you.
Yes.
Not for people listening. You don't get to go back to bed. Yeah. You have to still go to work.
Yes, go to work. And in most parts of the country, in the ice and snow, they get to go to work. So
I know. It's crazy.
Big storm.
It's crazy what's going on right now. People getting dumped on right now, right?
Yeah, there's a major ice snowstorm going across the Midwest right now. Thank God we don't live in Kentucky anymore. Which is known for its major ice storms. But also, we're not the only country having some issues like that. Great Britain got hit yesterday with a major storm. It was they're calling it a fierce Atlantic storm, one of the worst in 60 years, sparked evacuations all across the coast and took down a bunch of houses. There are 100,000 properties that were hit and with up to 140-mile-per-hour winds. So this was a serious hurricane type storm. Properties fell off, you know, hills into the, just like you see in California, fell off hills into the water and just a mess there in parts of England. So our best to all of them and in dealing with this winter storm that they got off the Atlantic.
It's that's brutal, but yeah, that's terrible. See, now I don't know where to go from that because you can't start Friday out with bad news.
Yeah, we're just wishing them the best, and then I'll help you out. I'll help you do the transition, okay? Jennifer, what's coming up on today's bright and shiny, shiny show?
So I've been reduced to transitions. I am now Segway officer.
Yes, have to help bring the show up after I just brought it down, apparently.
I will do my best on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, right out of the gate. We go all holiday, as Glenn just mentioned, with Canter Lane Designs' Shelley Garitzma, who is here to help us decorate the barn by shopping at the dollar store without it looking like we decorated the barn by shopping at the dollar store. And following a parade of colorful horsey headlines and hot air-filled co-host conversation, Really Bad Ads, brought to you by Stud Muffin's Ultimate Horse Treats, closes out the work week with a workout for your laugh muscles. Stay tuned for the fray, folks.
And we just heard from Jerry Canwright in Oregon, who said it is snowing there as well. So, and she's very excited about it. Ugh. So she just posted on our Facebook page.
Good.
Yeah, she's happy about it, apparently.
People get excited about that.
You do sound a little bit better. You sounded better than Wednesday. Wednesday, I was a little worried about you.
Well, the problem is now, I kind of have a voice. I mean, I had laryngitis for 3 or 4 days and, you know, me not talking for 3 or 4 days was brutal. I mean, that's awful, especially for me. But I'm better, but my baby is so sick. Okay. So he is going through a growth spurt, which apparently is painful. They happen at 6 months and he's 6 months old. He is cutting three new teeth. He's getting three new teeth up to on the top, and he's got the flu. So nobody sleeps in my house anymore. I don't think I have had a full night's sleep. But he's 6 months. I haven't slept in 9 months, an entire night.
So the only blessing Chad has had this week is the fact that you couldn't talk.
Pretty much that I had going for him. But then of course I'm trying to talk, so it's kind of annoying for him because I'm having to whisper, and he's like, "What? Yeah, I love you. I can't hear you. You know, and I'm trying to like whisper as I'm out feeding the horses, you know, so I think I was more annoying than anything.
Well, save your voice. I'll do all the talking the first hour. You have to save your voice for really bad ads because people are looking forward to that.
Oh, God.
So
I hope y'all didn't give me any with no punctuation. I'll cough my head off.
No laughing either. That always makes you cough. Well, let's do our daily win.
I know.
Well, my daily Winnie goes out to one of our listeners, and it is one of these. Happy birthday to Jen Marie Allegrini. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jen. So just wanted to give her a
happy birthday.
I love doing happy birthdays. It makes me seem like I'm on a, you know, real radio show. We do happy birthdays.
Well, not to steal your thunder, Glenn, but my daily Winnie goes out to the connections, of course, to Mucho Macho Man, who have just announced that the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, that sounds so good to say, Breeders' Cup Classic winner, Mucho Macho Man, like he's our horse, he's going to race again next year. And so you win the biggest race in the entire planet. You know what? Most people retire, but they're like, yeah, he feels good. He likes his job. So he's going to get back on the track. And Finn Green, the racing manager, says that he and Kathy are going to do some evaluating over the next few months, make some decisions on how Kathy is going to start him off in training, because, of course, he's going to go on a nice vacation right now. However, you know where they're going to go, right? I mean, they've got to go. They just have to aim him for the Dubai World Cup, because that's the biggest race. And I think, what's it, like $5 million? $10 million now, the purse for that race.
Yeah, it's $10
million. Would have been Curling Company.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he wins that race, he could potentially be one of the biggest money earners ever. I mean, ever. That's crazy.
Ooh, goosebumps.
That's Mucho Macho Man. I know. That's goosebump time. So I'm sure that's where they need to point him, and they're going to point him in. But they, you know what they do is they take him into account first, which is why we love the horse and why we love the connections, because they are taking him on vacation and they will evaluate him and they will see what he's going to do. It's not just, they're not just saying that. There is a reason this horse has lasted this long and it continues to run and be at the top of his game. And it's because they train him the right way. And I'm super proud to be a part of his camp, as you will. I'm a hangers-on, and I'm proud of it because they do a great job with him.
Well, the other thing too about them that, and I was really happy to see this, because they could have obviously retired him and they could be making bazillions of dollars, but for them it's not all about the money, it's about the sport, and they truly are owners that believe that. And there's so few of those left anymore. It is just so refreshing. This whole story is so refreshing. Everything involved with Mucho Macho Man is refreshing. And it's not just because we know them and, you know, they've been on the show 100 times. It is refreshing. We just never see these kind of things happen anymore.
Right. You're right. We don't. And that's why it's so fun to follow him and kind of be a part of the group that cheers him on and to see what they're going to do with him next year. And they've certainly earned it. They've done it the right way. And Kathy Repo is such a cool lady and such a great story for racing and for the whole sport. And I'm glad they're going to keep going with him. You know, what the hell? Let's go. Let's do this. He feels good. He looks good. He's on the top of his game. He's a champion.
And see, what you don't know is I got a little inside information that the reason they're keeping going and they're going to make sure he goes to Dubai is because they have their eye on this property that just came up for sale in New Jersey. It's 127 acres. It's an equestrian estate with a 20,000 square foot house, and it is now currently the highest price house for sale in the state of New Jersey at $35 million. So they're going to need a few more races, I think, before they can afford the place. It has a 50-foot silo that's been renovated, four paddocks. It has this huge 20,000 square foot house, a second house, a caretaker's house that I figured that's where we can stay when we go to visit. And then, you know, just the patio covers 22,000 square feet. The parking area covers 18,000 square feet. So there's room for us. The gourmet kitchen, you know, can serve 250 people. I figure we're going to get an invite.
You know, you can say what you want about them buying that house, but if I know Dean and Patty Reeves at all, there is no way in hell those Southern guys are going to jump up and live in New Jersey.
I don't
care how nice the place is. Never going to happen. They're Georgia people. And Georgia people ain't going to live in New Jersey. You can pay me enough. I mean, I love our listeners from New Jersey, and I'm super excited that you guys live there and you're so happy. Ain't going to happen.
Not even if...
I was looking at some of...
Go ahead.
Jennifer. I was looking at some of the statistics that they've given in this article. The patio is 22,000 square feet, and the parking area is 18,000 square feet. And there's only 14 acres of pasture. This isn't an equestrian estate. This is an equestrian wannabe estate.
It has an elaborate water-in heated swimming pool that includes three fountains, a waterfall, luminaire jets, multicolored LED lighting, and a spa.
This is the kind of place that when a horse poops in the pasture, even though you have 11 acres, there is a person that its job is right. to go out there and pick it up.
That's right. Immediately.
You know, it's their only job.
They polish the walls of the barn in this place. I guarantee you they spit shine the floor every 10 minutes.
Pledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pledge, yes. It's Jennifer pledge. Knows that. She worked at a place where she had to pledge the walls, and that wasn't much fun.
We used a lot of pledge
on a weekly basis, but they were shiny.
You just don't work. Don't work at places like that. don't work there.
Well, let's change it up and do a little Christmas stuff this week. I got a great list for you. We haven't done a list in a while, and I got a couple great lists for you. But the first one I wanted to do, and Jennifer, you can post a link to this on Facebook so people can see the pictures, because you're going to have to see the pictures. We all love our dogs. You have what? Three of them, and you were looking at getting a fourth, of which I never made a comment on, by the way, last week. I assume the dog
I noticed that.
Hasn't come from Kentucky. No. I assume you haven't shipped the dog from Kentucky. You know, there are dogs for adoption in Arizona, just saying.
Yes, but just so you let everybody know this story, because I have gotten a couple emails from listeners asking me what happened over Thanksgiving, not to jump in front of your list here, but over Thanksgiving, a picture of a dog was posted on Facebook on a rescue group that somebody shared, and one of my friends shared, and I ended up seeing it. And it was a dang Great Dane Basset Hound mix. I'm sorry.
Ah!
That was the cutest freaking dog I had ever seen in my entire life. It had a Great Dane head with Basset Hound legs. And for those who have listened to the show, you know I love Basset Hounds. I had one. I kept her until she passed away of old age. So I love Basset Hounds. And Chad loved this dog. We looked at, oh my gosh, it was potty trained. It was a year old. It needed a home. So I'm going to vent a little bit, because Chad was like, and my husband is the no more animal person. He's like, we need this dog. And like, I think we need this dog. And he's like, we need this dog because we've been talking about getting another Basset Hound, blah, blah, blah. So I contact the rescue group and I'm like, I want the dog. My best friend lives in Kentucky. She can come get it. Whatever you want to do. I'm like, I want this dog. I want to adopt the dog. You are not going to freaking believe this. They would not adopt the dog to me because I didn't live within their immediate area.
Well, they just have a rule about that.
Yeah, I go, why are you sharing dogs on Facebook then? I'm like, why are you using social media to perpetuate adoptions when you won't adopt anybody? I'm like, and how many dogs do you have? Well, we have about 60 dogs up for adoption.
Whoa.
I'm like, and you think you're going to find 60 people in your neighborhood? They're all in foster homes, and that's great. But I'm like, why are you using social media to adopt out dogs when you won't use people out of state? So even then, my friend Nancy, by the time we figured out that she should just go adopt the dang dog and give it to me, it was already gone. So I'm very sad, but I'm really mad at that rescue because you need to open your doors a little bit. You know, it's not, I've flown dogs across the country. Boomer and Zenyatta were born in North Carolina and I live in Arizona. It's not hard to get a dog across the country. It's quite easy, actually. And there's also car companies that do it for really cheap. So I'm just venting because I really want that dog. If, so if anybody comes across a Great Dane Basset Hound mix again, send me a picture.
if that was the case with greyhounds, they wouldn't adopt any of them because all of them end up getting adopted out, you know, across states.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's some small town in Kentucky is where this rescue is. And I thought, you guys need to, you know, broaden your horizons a little bit. If you can't adopt a dog that's not in your general vicinity, all those 60 dogs are not, you're going to have more. Anyway, just that, thank you for letting me vent. Go with your
list, welcome.
Please.
You're welcome. And
thank you.
I'm glad for the update because I hadn't heard either when it happened. So
that's what happened. That's what happened.
All right. Wasn't meant to be. We always said that, you know, when we don't get a horse or don't get a pet, it wasn't meant to be. It was meant to be somewhere.
Cop out.
No, it wasn't meant to be. You'll find another one and it'll be the perfect one. Because this one wasn't meant to be. sort of like most of our Craigslist ads today. They're just not meant to be for anybody. But today, I have this list for you. Okay, so it is the 10 outrageously expensive gifts for the Pampered Pooch. And this is on Dogster.com, which is kind of a great site if you like dogs. And, of course, all of us like dogs. The number one Pampered gift for your pooch is a decadent dog collar, which features 8.5-carat sapphire as its centerpiece. And if that's not enough, it has 600 handset diamonds that surround the sapphire and the collar. It's a sturdy yet fashionable ostrich leather band, and it will fit comfortably around your dog's exquisite neck for the price of $3 million, or this one's $900,000. Actually, you can get a more expensive one that has more stuff. That's $3 million. My dog would lose it the first time he went outside. He'd get it caught on something. It would get stuck in a tree. We'd never find it again. We'd just never find it again, or the dog would eat it. You know, it would go on the ground and she'd eat a piece of it. And we'd be looking for the.
Why would you put a picture up of a dog that looks like a hairball out of the dryer wearing this collar?
Really? It looks like actually dogs from one of the world's ugliest dog competitions. Which I kind
of. That's one ugly dog that's wearing that collar.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so there you go. $900,000 for a dog collar. Or you could go with the second one on the list, which is a mink hoodie. It's a $1,200 actual mink hoodie that your dog can wear. It's like a little, hoodie for your dog made of mink.
Yeah. I find this one mildly disturbing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, me too. A kind of putting a mink on a dog is kind of, you know, disturbing. Yeah. I agree.
A little weird.
I totally agree with you. I'm finding it disturbing as well. And then,
let me just comment on this because I'm a little crazy about the whole fur thing and the people wearing fur and just, it's, you know, being a vegetarian and all that. I don't think people should wear fur. And are you guys like me when you're like in an airport or something, somebody walks by with a fur coat, are you grossed out?
I just don't see them anymore. I can't tell you the last time I've seen a fur coat.
Yeah. I saw one this week flying back from Atlanta, and I was like, you're just like, that's disgusting to me. Like, it's disgusting to me. And see this dog wearing a mink hoodie? That's disgusting. Yeah. Like, the animals shouldn't wear other animals.
That's what's disturbing about it.
Who lives in the Arctic Circle wearing a coat made of some native animal fur, I look at that person and go, oh, that makes sense. When you see someone walking through an airport, not so much.
Yeah, no. I wanted somebody to throw paint on her. It's red paint, you know, like blood.
Well, the next one on the list is probably not quite as disturbing. It's a Louis Vuitton monogrammed canvas dog carrier that you can get. It's very pretty, and it will run you about $2,700 for this monogrammed dog carrier that you could buy a copycat.
You know, what would be hard is, carrying your Great Dane in the Louis Vuitton carrier.
Yeah, not happening.
That's where the challenge is going
to
be.
Not happening. You're going to need a very small dog to fit in this particular pet carrier. Or you can get a custom pet ornament. And I have seen these before, but this one's a really expensive artist. This must be a well-known artist because you can send this artist a picture of your dog. And this artist will paint the dog on a Christmas ball. And that's for only $625. Or if you have a big tree and you need a set of 12, it's $7,500 for the custom pet. But why would you want 12 of the same dog on balls on your tree? I don't get that. But yeah, there you go.
It's not even that attractive.
No, I mean, it really wasn't that good.
It's not even that good.
No. How about a doggy treadmill for your doggy that doesn't get very much exercise outside? Or if you're too lazy to take him for a walk, then you can get the doggy treadmill, which the dog, I'm sure, is guaranteed to stay on and use diligently, probably as much as you do every day. And you can put him on this exercise program for $1,400. That's for a big dog. You can get smaller ones.
Do you think that the dog is going to hang its towels on the treadmill just like you do?
Do you think the dog is actually going to use the treadmill just like you do? Probably not.
Yeah.
I did notice that in this picture, it looks like the dog is tied onto the treadmill somehow, which is about the only way my dog's going to use a treadmill.
Well, it's funny. This show has horse people, and horse people don't need a treadmill for their dogs because they just take their dogs to the farm.
Right.
And that's the way we all do it.
Hey, I got some news for you, too, on that front, speaking about taking dogs to the farm. Our dog is starting to...
Stop.
Yep.
Stop. Stop right there, Glenn. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
We need to do this. There we go. Paul, go ahead.
Our dog is starting to... Glory is starting to learn to be off the leash. So we've been practicing a good bit with her. She even helped us clean the paddocks the other day off the leash.
And your place is not fenced in for dogs?
It is fenced in. Well, the perimeter is fenced in. So she couldn't go real far if she got loose. But you're not supposed to do that with greyhounds. But she's been so good about it.
And she could go anywhere she wanted. She jumps over the fence.
Yeah, she jumps over our fence, which is about 5 foot. But she really stays with us, and she's been very good. I figured I need to start training her to do that if she ever does get loose when we're out and about, that we have a chance of getting her back. Our last greyhound, there was no chance. If she got loose somewhere, she was gone. So this one,
this greyhound never raced.
Right.
So you've got a different kind of dog situation going on, and you have your whole entire property is fenced in for dogs.
What?
And
yes.
You still don't let her off the leash? Let her off the leash all the time. No more leash. Done. Ridiculous.
Although she almost did get a squirrel the other day. She got really close. I don't know if she's actually going to get one someday. I hope not. But she
doesn't matter. Off the leash, no more leash, done.
Number six on the list, you can get your dog. And I looked at this and I thought about your house because I know how you like to keep things spotless at your house. And this looks like it should be in a house that has no dirt. It is the Cube Leather Dog Bed. It's actually a leather dog bed that kind of looks like it's square and it's sort of sunken in the middle. And it's made of leather and it's like a leather couch for your dog. So it's very luxurious looking and it will only run you $1,600. But you have three dogs, so you're going to need three of them because they'll fight over it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, I need three.
Yeah. And it looks like it would never get
dirty. And one for my husband.
So he can sit with the dogs. Now, would your dogs tear this to shreds, the leather part, in about 10 minutes? I'm just curious. Because
any dog would. It's delicious leather laying on the ground that they're supposed to snuggle in. Yeah.
And my dog usually eats the leather pieces, not sleep on them. So I don't see much of a future for the leather dog bed. And then there is the cufflinks, the gold and diamond paw print cufflinks for the dog lover that has everything. Now, I assume this is not for the dog. Took me a minute on this one because I was like, where would the dog put the cufflinks? And then I figured out it's for the owner of the dog, for the gentleman in the house that would have the paw print cufflinks. And by the way, if you're wearing paw print cufflinks and you're a guy, I'm just saying that you're probably showing your dog. That's all I'm saying.
You're showing your dog.
Yeah, you definitely do dog.
You sense. And your boyfriend are showing your dog.
That's correct. And for $2,900 for the cufflinks, you're showing your dog at a very expensive dog show. Madison Square Garden.
You're showing your Lhasa Apso.
That's it. Dogs. That's true. Nothing bigger than that. And certainly nothing manlier. Number eight on the list. If you are a manly kind of guy and you don't show your dogs at Madison Square Garden and you have something bigger than a bread box, then you're you're not doing that either. This is a motorcycle trike pet carrier. Now, first of all, the trikes are the three-wheeled ones. And Jennifer just thinks they are the most ridiculous things ever. She's like, if you can't ride a motorcycle, then don't get a motorcycle. Don't get a fake.
Get a Prius.
Yeah, get a Prius.
Yeah,
that's
the Prius of the motorcycle world.
That's right.
Jeez. My husband, being a motorcycle driver, thinks these things are the most ridiculous things ever. They're three wheels. It looks like a girl with a really big butt going down the road.
That's right.
But I have, this is a little kind of like a carrier for your dog and where the suitcase would go. But I have thought of something even better. Chad, when he drives his motorcycle, he loves to go on these long drives. He needs to get his dog Boomer a sidecar. I want him to get a Boomer sidecar.
He'd be funny in a sidecar, actually. He would look
And like little doggy goggles, little doggles. That dog would be the happiest dog on the planet.
Yes, I agree. I think Boomer would look great in a sidecar. He'd love that. Boy, he would love that, actually. He loves sticking his head out the window.
House for 5 seconds. Yes. Oh yeah, it'd be the greatest day ever.
Yeah, he would beg to go for a ride in a motorcycle. You think Chad would lose all of his like manly cred at the base if he showed up with a dog in the sidecar?
Only if it was a Lhasa Apso. See, it depends on the breed.
The next one really just makes me mad because I'm telling you, this ain't happening unless I'm getting one once a week. My dog's not getting one once a week. Weekly dog massages. It's the perfect gift for a year's worth of dog massages. Each session is only $85, but you can buy a 10-pack for only $700. I'm getting a massage every week before my dog is. Just saying.
Those are more expensive than human massages.
They are. They are. And then the last one on the list is Kobe strip steaks for a year for your dog. They are aged for up to 28 days, like Kobe beef is. And it's only $359.95 for 8 10-ounce strip steaks. And so that's less than $3,000 a year to treat your pet to steak every single week, I guess. Once a week. So there you go.
Do you know how many bags of grain-free dog food I could buy Zenyatta, all her allergy medication dog food that she gets, for $395?
Yes.
I could buy like 3 bags of dog food. Wow.
I love the picture here. The picture is the best part of this one. Jennifer's going to post this link on Facebook. The picture is of the dog sitting there with this steak in front of it on the plate, raw steak on the plate, and the dog has drool that's almost hitting the table. It is really a good picture.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a well-trained dog. Don't think I could have stopped mine from eating the steak in about 2 seconds. So there's your list of the most expensive gifts for your dog this holiday season for the people and the dogs that have everything. You can find that on Facebook. We'll post a link to it. Well, let's take a break
really for the owners who have everything, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not for the dog who has everything. It's the owner who has everything and has nowhere else to spend their money.
Yeah, and the dog could care less, to be honest. She could feed the dog out of the bag and my dog's fine. Can't tell the difference. So let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and we're going to come back and we're going to continue in the holiday theme today. We're going to find out from Shelley from Cantor Lane Design how we can decorate our barns, make them look good at the dollar store. And by the way, that kind of doesn't that sound like something they would have on Good Morning America or to the Today Show?
Yeah.
This is so cool because we're like Good Morning America now, minus the $10 million paychecks. Just saying.
Maybe. And minus getting to stare at Matt Lauer's butt.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Have you heard of a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii? It's a type of probiotic that benefits your horse's digestive tract. Often referred to as S. boulardii, it works in several different ways. One unique property of S. boulardii is that it supports the stimulation of the enzymes found in the intestinal lining. These enzymes help your horse digest starches and sugars in the small intestine. When the sugars and starches are more completely digested, fewer of them escape into the hindgut, where they can ferment and cause imbalances that may lead to colic, diarrhea, and laminitis. Saccharomyces boulardii is found in Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products. Nalox Advanced contains a blend of yeast, fermentation solubles, and stomach buffers. These ingredients work together to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of all ages and stages and is fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
You can also find Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. She's always posting good health and nutrition information for your horses. Well, coming up next, we have a segment that our listeners, since I posted it this morning, have been looking forward to, because who doesn't want to decorate their barn and not spend a lot of money doing it? Well, we have an expert on decoration with us this morning, Shelley from Cantor Lane Design. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Well, I'm terrific. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you know, we live about 20 minutes out in the country here, so it takes us about 20, 25 minutes to get to a grocery store. But one thing that we have been able to count on recently is, for some reason, Dollar General has decided to build about 5 stores within 5 minutes of our house. And so we have dollar stores that are close now. We don't have to drive all the way to the grocery store when we need milk anymore. So when I heard this was coming up today, it was like, look, Jennifer, we don't even have to drive to town and we can decorate. And it's all thanks to your your efforts. You wrote a very funny blog post about this on your blog at CantorLane.com. Tell us, what was the inspiration and what happened, and just give us the story.
Well, being a horse person and an animal person, I definitely have no problem going to spend some extra money on breeches or some extra money on grain for my horse or a farrier visit or lessons. But spending money on normal things like groceries or the electric bill or Christmas decorations, I just kind of wish somehow that those things would just find their way to my house without me spending any money. So I thought that it would be a fun segment, especially for animal people, to do a dollar store decor post and really see if we could decorate our barn with dollar store decor without it looking cheesy, because I know that nobody really wants their barn to look, or their house to look, terrible with dollar store things. And so it was a fun challenge. It was definitely it was a fun thing to do, to see if I could really do it. I think that was part of the reason that I did it.
Well, and you did it. I mean, you actually, on your blog post, you posted things that you can buy, the things that you bought to make the different things, the crafts projects that you did. But then, I mean, you actually made stuff that really looks nice. And I'm looking at this going, there's no way in hell I'm going to replicate any of that, because obviously you have some artistic ability.
But it was really simple stuff to do. I wanted to make sure that it was things that were quick to make and things that were really easy to make, so that anybody could make these things. I mean, if you can operate a hot glue gun, which I'm pretty sure that most people, if they can operate heavy equipment on the farm, they can probably operate a glue gun and use some scissors. These are definitely easy things to remake yourself, and they were quick, because I know all of us horse people, we don't have a lot of time to spend on other things, or at least we don't want to, because we're impatient and we'd rather not. So easy projects.
Can you give us an example or two of some of the things you did make?
Sure. Yeah. The candy bowls that have the starlight mints in them, I decided to make those to put inside the tack room so that people could go in, grab some mints for their horses or themselves. And it was just a little fun extra thing. All those are is some glass candle sticks and some glass candle bowls or jars, I guess you could call them. and they're just hot glued together. You could tie a pretty ribbon around them. You could fill them with sugar cubes. You could put anything in them, but they were super easy. You could decorate your own table inside your house with them. The stall door hangers that have the silver trays, those were really simple to make. You just take a dollar store silver serving tray, and I chose the oval shape, but they have squares and they have circles. And then you take some dollar store wired ribbon, and you just cut a few pieces of ribbon, hot glue it to the silver tray, and you've got this really pretty stall door sign. And then you can paint it with chalkboard paint, or you can hot glue some other decorative item to the face of it, and it creates a really cool sign that you can put your horse's name on, put some kind of festive message, and just hang it on the stall door. So really simple decorative. Thank you.
That's such a cool idea. And you're right. You can find such like kind of at the dollar store, some, I'm trying to be nice, some really beautiful, little
chintzy
serving dishes. And what a great idea to make that a, stall sign. I love it. I'm actually going to go to the dollar store today.
Awesome. Yeah. That, like, I was really hoping to inspire some horsey friends and horsey people to get out there and do something fun and festive to decorate the barn. But again, like, we all have to spend so much money on our animals. It's unattainable, I think, for horse people to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on decorating their barns for holidays. I mean, maybe there's a few people who can do it, but I know I can't.
I really think that the little mailbox is cute. The little holiday mailbox. That's really cute. Did you find that just as a one-piecer at the dollar store?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was walking through the back of the store, and they have these huge bins of just, they have decorative tins and decorative boxes that you can maybe put homemade cookies in or horse treats or whatever. And that was one of them. And I thought, oh my gosh, at the dollar store, I can't believe I just found this. So I had to have that one.
We need a hot glue gun. I could have fun with a hot glue gun all over the house.
I'm thinking of all the things I could do with a hot glue gun, including gluing Boomer's shock collar to his neck. That was a great idea.
Keeps coming off, huh?
Somehow. It's amazing. I don't know how he does it. Go ahead.
I like the idea, too, the candlestick thing. You actually took a glass candlestick and a glass bowl and glued them together and made them look like a expensive, fancy thing that you could put stud muffins in those. It'd be a good stud muffin holder out in the barn. That'd be terrific. Yeah.
And that was one of those craft projects from Pinterest. So I definitely found some inspiration for a few things on Pinterest. So I don't know if you follow that, but it's definitely full of ideas.
Okay, well, Pinterest is one thing I just can't do because I'll sit in my house and make crafts all day long and I have other things to do, or I think I need to do. But I have a question. What do you recommend? Because every year I do go to the dollar store and like get tins and make horse cookies for my students. I've got probably about, 20 to 25 students and people that kind of come and go on the farm. And every year I kind of try to make a cute but cheap gift for them. Do you have any suggestions of dollar store items that would make good gifts for horse girls?
I was thinking about that the other day because I have a lot of friends who are trainers as well, and they have a lot of students, and that would get really expensive really fast. They actually have some really cute stockings this year at the dollar store. You could definitely do your treats in stockings this year to be different than like a tin or a box. You have some really cute wire baskets if you wanted to fill something with maybe horse treats. Another idea would be if any of your students like to bake at home or make homemade horse treats, you could take like a oven hot mitt and print out the recipe for the horse treats and on some cute paper or something, and you could stuff it inside the hot mitt and maybe put one or two of the ingredients
in there. Brilliant.
So something super cheap and really cute and different.
She's like the Martha Stewart of the horse world. That's what you are.
Curious. So yeah, that's such a good idea to take a little Christmas mitt or a little horsey mitt and put just here, you make my horses some treats. Go.
Yeah, it's a win-win because you know they're going to want to bring you something back because they're like, oh, look, try this. I made it.
Oh, my God. That's the best idea ever. I'm doing that today. I need a glue gun today.
That is a good idea. You know how they make those? You could go a step further if you wanted to. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could go a step further. You know how they make those jars that are the cookies and you give them to people and then they have to bake their own cookies with the ingredients in the jar? You could do that in the oven mitt. You could actually put the ingredients for the horse cookies with the recipe.
That's really
cute. Too much work.
I thought I was pushing it a bit there.
That's for like the overachieving horse person.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, especially with your baby now, that would be really busy.
Yeah,
I know. This is great.
Have you done all the shopping for your baby yet? Have you gotten all your baby Christmas shopping done?
You know, I'm looking around. I'm going to not answer that because my mother-in-law's here and I'm a little frustrated right now. So we'll talk about that on Monday.
Okay. Well, you know, with little babies, though, do you really have to buy your baby anything? Because everybody else, for the first Christmas especially, everybody buys your baby something. So do you even have to? I mean, the baby doesn't know.
You know, I'll just go ahead and tell this story because she can't hear me. So I really wanted to give him one of those because he likes to watch Sesame Street. He's 6 months old. When Sesame Street comes on, his face is glued to the TV, especially when there's Elmo. And I wanted to get him one of those hug me Elmos. They're like an Elmo that actually hugs you and says, let's go play. And it talks to him. And I thought when he is a little older, he's going to love that toy. And I wanted to get it to him for Christmas. And my mother-in-law told me that I was not allowed to get that for him because he's not old enough and it's a waste of money. And I'm like, it's my baby and it's his Christmas present. And so I was literally at the store yesterday and she wouldn't let me buy it. So I'm going to have to go back to the store once she leaves and buy the Hug Me Elmo and give it to him for Christmas. It's all about me.
And it'll probably be his favorite toy.
And now that we have told 30,000 people, there'll probably be 12 Hug Me Elmos that will show up at your doorstep in the next.
Yeah, I doubt that. But I wanted to get him one. I think they're so cute. And I want Elmo to hug me because Elmo's huggable.
I agree.
Carry on.
That's funny.
And it's way better than the Tickle Me Elmo.
That's right. Which I think
I don't know. Those are pretty cute too.
Those have been around forever. Well, this is great. Tell people where they can find the article and see the pictures.
They can go to our blog, which is canterlane.com. And they can also filter straight to the blogs through canterlanedesign.com, which is just the standard portion of our website. And they can go there anytime. I'm going to be taking all this loot over to the barn sometime today and actually putting it all up and taking finished photos. So they'll be able to see it all in action sometime this weekend.
Well, we're definitely going to have you back at every holiday because you are now our official Martha Stewart for the horse world. So
no, I love it. Thank you.
So no pressure there, but
I'm fired.
But Easter's coming. Oh, Valentine's Day is coming up first. We're going to have her back for Valentine's Day. That'll be the next time.
That would be really fun.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here, Shelley.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy holidays to everyone.
It is canterlane.com is the website, canterlane.com. You can visit and you can find all of Shelley's terrific products and designs there that she actually makes for sale that you can buy. She has a complete line over there as well. So head over to canterlane.com and visit Shelley. Let's take a break for our song. We got a couple of commercials first. One I need to talk about, and I wanted to tell you about it, Jamie. I was recording the dressage show last night. Something funny happened. I was producing that. I love hanging out with Reese and Philip. And Reese and Philip are, you know, Grand Prix dressage riders, pretty well known. And they make the dressage show fun for people even like me. And Reese decided she wanted to do a holiday gift buying episode where we would all pick four or five things and then we would go over it. So we made up our list separately, and we all posted it in the show notes, and every one of us had a Flexin' Fork or a Shakin' Fork on the list. Every single one of us had it as the recommended buy, because they both use the Flexin' Fork, and now they want to get Shakin' Fork. So I think there's a Shakin' Fork in their future for Christmas coming up here. But yeah, so every one of us, that was the one item that all three of us had on the list that was just a must buy for this holiday season. And I spoke to Joseph from Equity on the phone about 2 days ago, and he said that they had a record week last week, and a lot of people are purchasing these for holiday gifts. What a great gift. I mean, it's truly the gift that keeps on giving every single day, because what's one thing that we all have to do every day? That's clean stalls, clean paddocks. You're scooping poop in some way, shape, or form. And whether you want to try and get your husband out to do it, or you have to do it yourself, or you have working students that do it, these are the forks that you want to use, and the forks that you want to buy for a holiday gift. You can't buy somebody one of those $25 cheap forks that's going to break in 2 weeks as a holiday gift, because in 2 weeks they're going to be pissed at you. So you can buy them a Shakin' Fork or a Flexin' Fork, because they're going to thank you all year long. And by the way, Joseph did tell me again the other day, he said, you know, you guys keep talking about how the indestructibles, these things can break. I said, Joseph, you don't understand. We have tried to break them. We have worked hard to break your product, and we haven't succeeded yet. So when they do break, we'll talk about it. But until then, I'm just going to continue saying mine doesn't break. So, and that's the experience that Reese and Philip had also. So take it from the Dressage guys over in the Dressage Radio Show. Take it from us. Go out and buy a Flexin' Fork or two, buy a Shakin' Fork or two for the holidays. Your friends will thank you for a long time to come. Let's hear from Equestrian Collections. And then I have a new song that we haven't played before, Winter Baja Sun by Jared Rogerson. Something new for you today. Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I am here with Debbie with the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
Hi, Glenn. This week, I'm featuring a product that I love. It's called the None Finer Pirouette Girth, and this is a dressage girth. And the reason I'm featuring it is because my boy, as everybody knows, he's a gypsy, and I have been through he's wide, and I have been through many, many girths. He would always actually, you know, put his ears back and be a little bit girthy, and so I'd try a different girth, and I'd have the same problem. And I stumbled across this one, and I got it and tried it, and I'm telling you, it was immediate. He has not been girthy since. I got another one for my sister for her birthday for the same reason. She has a big drum mare, same thing. Minute we put it on, the girthiness stopped. So I said, you know what? I'm going to tell other people about this girth. None Finer is a great product line. You absolutely cannot go wrong with them. And I completely recommend this None Finer Pirouette girth. My friend Stephanie also uses the other None Finer girth, and she swears by that too. So if you're having some girthing problems, I would say take a look at the None Finer line of girths. You will not be sorry.
And you can find them at
www.equestriancollections.com.
The hay is stacked and the wood's been split. The shoes are pulled and the steer's been shipped. It's a good routine going on 7 years. It's the reason he's alive. Summer working at the old barn, why? But he can't wait till the bluebirds migrate. Because Richard takes the right fork road down south as far as it goes. Down where they call him Ricardo. He hung a buffalo in his bungalow to remind himself where to go. When he's done soaking up that winter Baja sun. Riding the ocean like cowboys do.
in Bermuda shorts and his cowboy boots. Like the autumn leaves, the colors shine down inside the sea. Big corrals full of coral, there ain't no need to quarrel. He keeps away the hot part of the day, because Richard takes the right fork road down south as far as it goes, down where they call him Ricardo. He hung a buffalo in his bungalow to remind himself where to go. And he's done soaking up that winter sun. Sunny beaches, senorita, big fiestas and margarita. He knows Jimmy Buffett would be so proud. Richard takes the right fork road down south as far as it goes, down where they call him Ricardo. Between his toes, pocket full of pesos, canteen full of Cuervo gold. He'll be soaking up that winter Baja, winter Baja, that winter Baja sun.
Well, that's Jared Rogerson, and you can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. You're listening to Horses in the
Great
Morning.
Song.
Isn't it good? I like that. I found it the other day.
I like that one.
Yeah, I found it the other day. I was like, wow, we haven't played that one before. So you can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, who is sounding a little bit better today. And Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And we are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific supplements at KentuckyPerformanceProducts.com. Well, I wanted to make one programming note here. Check out the Stable Scoop radio show, which is now at stablescoop.com. We did our annual preview look at the Rose Parade coming up this year, the 2014 Rose Parade. We had one of the organizers on, like we do every year, who talked about what's coming up, what's a little bit different this year. And then we had two of the groups on the show with us. We had Trish and Sadie from the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, who joined us every year. And we had Leslie Foxbog, who is of the Calzonia Appaloosa Horse Club. And they're the ones who dress up like Native Americans every year. So they were on the show with us. It was a lot of fun. And it was our annual look at the Rose Parade, and something we, Jennifer and I, enjoy every single year. So take a listen to that.
I was thinking about you guys. About you guys when it was on Thanksgiving morning. I thought, well, I know where Glenn and Jennifer are watching that parade.
You know, the Rose Parade on New Year's Day is definitely our favorite. Although I did watch
the one Thanksgiving.
That's the Macy's Day Parade, and I don't like that one so much because all they show is musical groups now. They, you know, just Broadway show stuff, and it's like, I want to see the parade. But then don't show the parade. They just show the singers and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to see the singers. I can see them anytime. Show the parade. But they don't do that. Hey, there's the next biggest news story that was all over the place over the last day was British Olympic show jumping gold medalist Ben Maher is being sued by his owners, by his backers. And the reason is something that's been going on for years in the horse world, especially with high-profile trainers have been doing this forever. I guess maybe he got caught. That's what the lawsuit's about. But what they're alleging is that on horses they owned for him, when he sold them, he told them prices that were much less than he actually sold them for. See, the way that works usually is, you know, if you have an owner and the owner owns the horse, you sell the horse, the owner gets the money, and you get a commission for the sale. That's usually 10, 20, 30%, whatever deal you make with the rider. Well, what they're alleging he was doing and what the lawsuit states is that one of the horses, Tekeray, he had sold to a buyer in the United States. He told them for $500,000, and the actual sum was $850,000. So you're saying, well, why would he do that? Because if they thought it was $500,000, he would take his commission off the $500,000 and keep the other $350,000 for himself and not tell anybody. Well, the problem with that is the horse world's pretty small, and the word eventually gets out what somebody paid for a horse, and if it gets back to the owner, which is what happened in this case, then it causes you lose owners and you're in a lawsuit. Now, they're claiming that he did it with five other horses that they had owned as well, totaling nearly $700,000. So we're not talking a small amount of money. So this happens all the time, though, doesn't it?
Well, sadly, this kind of happened to a friend of mine, and this trainer bought a horse, and granted on a much smaller scale, bought a horse for $1,000 for a woman. Told the woman, a friend of mine, that he bought the horse for $3,500 for her. So she paid him $3,500 when actually it only cost $1,000. And he made the mistake of coming up to me. He's like, "You're not going to believe this. I bought that horse for $1,000, but I told her it was $3,500, and I made all that extra money."
And then he bragged about it.
And then he got and he bragged about it and got fired, of course, because I'm like, that guy's stealing from you.
Okay, you're going to do that stuff. You don't brag about it.
No, he was so proud of himself for making all that extra money. And obviously, I had to tell on him because, to me, that is morally and ethically wrong. It's, you know, and again, you would think at some point you'd be so nervous that the seller and the buyer would talk, but I guess they don't, and this stuff happens all the time. Jennifer, you said you'd had experience with this too.
Yes, you would hear whispering back and forth amongst the staff, and of course the staff would just keep it amongst themselves because then they would get their butts fired. But you hear all the time about, because there's so many layers of human beings between the owner and the buyer and the seller, and they're owners. They're not riders who go to the barn every day and feed them cookies and get on their backs and stuff. They're owners from afar. They only see the horse when it's at a competition and, you know, get to enjoy the social aspects of it. So it's one of the hazards that if you're an owner and you're not keeping real close tabs on things, yeah, there you go. And I think it's more common than many of us want to admit. It's one thing to turn a profit on selling the horse. That's the whole point. If you're a professional, you need to make money somehow to pay the insurance. But being shady about it, not the way to go. Put a seller's premium on the horse and let your client know that that's what you're doing. Hello.
Well, you know, too, what's going to happen here is if Ben loses that in court, he's going to have a tough time finding other owners that are willing to trust him at all. And that's where and he's only 20 some years old. I mean, he's not in his 50s. He was like 22 when he started with these people. He's 30 years old and he was 22 when he started with these owners. And you know what? The one thing that this owner said, "We did all we could to provide the conditions that led to Ben's fantastic success at the Olympics last year. And now we feel brokenhearted." Well, you know, that's not the publicity that you want when you're sitting at number one in the world.
Well, and again, innocent until proven guilty, and it's all hearsay at this point. Maybe it didn't happen, but yeah, I mean, we've all definitely seen stuff like this go on. So hopefully he's innocent and won't ruin his career. But, you know, when you're on a big scale, like $350,000 in your pocket, ain't going to go away anytime quick if you're guilty.
No. No. And, you know, I don't care who you are. Coming up with an extra $700,000 to pay a legal bill is not easy, especially in the horse world.
Well, I mean, you've got $350,000 in your pocket right now, so might as well just go ahead and tack that on to your lawyer fees.
I want to do on a little bit happier note here, and I want to do this because I when I was covering the World Equestrian Games, we saw every event over the 16 days, and one that I I acquired a new respect for was vaulting. And I got to admit that part of it was probably because I was sitting down in a cushy chair and it was heated and air conditioned. And it was, you know, I may have dozed off a time or two in the afternoons, but it was a nice quiet place to go. And I actually did like watching the vaulting. Well, the USEF has announced their Youth Sportsman's Award for 2013, and they have given it to a vaulter. Her name is Miranda Prince, and she's 17 years old. She was selected from an outstanding group of youth in all breeds and disciplines, and she is an avid vaulter from Orange Vale, California, was nominated by the American Vaulting Association. She has been vaulting for 12 years. She won Reserve National Champion, Regional Champion, a whole bunch of different titles. She's a good vaulter, and she won this award. Now, this is a horse girl who has it going on, because listen to this. You know, most horse girls I knew in school were into horses, and that was it, right? Were you that kind of horse girl, or did you have a ton of other activities, or was it pretty much horses?
Well, I had other activities because my parents made me have other activities to keep my horse.
Ah, gotcha. Well, this girl, I don't know if that's the case with her or she's just one of those talented overachievers, because here she belongs to the California Scholarship Federation. She is in the art club. She's in the interact club, which apparently is like the debate club. She is in the Bella Vista choir, and she was also invited to perform with the Sacramento Honor Choir. So she's got a little bit going on. So, and now she has this award too. I don't see her paying for college. Do you? I think that's probably going to be covered with scholarships.
No.
Yeah.
No, it should be all right.
So anyway, congratulations to her. I'm glad to see a vaulter get some recognition for that, because that's just dangerous stuff they do. Let's, how about we do some really bad ads before your voice totally gives out? What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading.
That is right. It's time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week where our listeners submit some really bad Craigslist ads or other ads. We actually have an eBay one in there today, which is unusual. But we have a bunch of new names, too. Thank you to everybody who has sent in their ads over the last 2 weeks. Of course, we weren't here last week because of the holiday. But the Really Bad Ad segment is brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat. And Stud Muffins are 100% handmade. They are hand-batch and crafted by the lady who invented stud muffins, actually. She devotes her life to these. And the ultimate horse treat for your equine herd, whether you have 100 or one horse, it doesn't matter. They've been making their treats since 1997. Each treat contains grains such as wheat, oats, barley, corn, and are fortified with flaxseed and other wholesome ingredients to ensure that they are as healthy as they are enjoyable. Horses do go crazy for these things, and I mean crazy for them. They will smell them in your pocket, no question. And they're soft, so they're great for putting in pills or other medicines. If you have to give your horses pills or other medicines, our dog loves them. I don't know who doesn't like stud muffins. Now, the other thing, too, is we've seen this at our tack shops here locally. They do have special Christmas items on display at your tack shop or feed store. They always have the candy canes and that kind of stuff. So take a look at them when you're heading to the tack shop or the feed store. They are available, and that is at any retailer, pretty much, or you can find them online. Just search for Stud Muffins on Google. And by the way,
Stud Muffins Ultimate Horse Treat.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, because Stud Muffins is probably going to get you something completely different. Yeah. But if you're in the mood, just search for Stud Muffins. It might make for a good day.
It'll be enjoyable no matter what.
Yes, exactly.
Just search Stud Muffins.
What are our prizes this week? Jamie, you have the first one. Or Jennifer, you're going to tell us what's coming up on our prizes this week?
Yes, I hope so. On the prize table this week, a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and make great stocking stuffers. Dr. Roses are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, abrasions, cuts, and scrapes on your horse, dog, or cat. Ask for Dr. Roses at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And on the other side of the prize table, a Horses in the Morning prize closet special featuring a Horse Radio Network combination mug and pencil holder and a tin of Ghirardelli drinking chocolate.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. So, you're first up.
Well, I just, it's kind of a, more of a news story than it is an ad, but this father, he's in England, and he wanted to give his son an Xbox One for Christmas. So he goes on eBay and finds a special edition Xbox One on eBay for the bargain price of $750.
Wow.
So he goes and he bids and he bids and he bids and he wins. He wins the Xbox One special edition for $750. So he pays for it. The package comes in the mail. He opens up the box, and inside the box is a printed out photo of an Xbox One special edition and a thank you for purchasing purchase order of the Xbox One in the box. There's no Xbox. It's a picture of an Xbox. He actually bought a picture of an Xbox.
Okay. That would yeah, piss you off.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? So anyway, it's made the rounds, and it's a news story. I mean, it's a news story over here in the United States, and it's from England. So the sheriff is apparently trying to track down the person who was responsible for it. But I'm sure that stuff like this happens all the time. That's the scary thing. That's why we use Amazon. And if you use Amazon, go to horsesinthemorning.com, click on the Amazon button. It'll take you to Amazon, and then we get a little kickback. Appreciate you. So the first ad comes to us from Chelsea Sievers. Chelsea, horse needs good home now. And that's in all capital letters. Horse needs good home now. $10,000. And this is in Wisconsin. Excuse me. Had to cough. Okay. I have a beautiful dun mare for sale. She is 7 years old and great with kids. She has been used in 4-H as well as some other shows, and she's a winning mare, very pretty. I am asking 10 grand for her, but willing to do a little lower. I need to sell her soon. We don't ride her very often, and she deserves a better home. I am asking this price because we need the money. If you want to see pictures of her, email me. I have a picture of her and can send you a picture of her pedigree. Email me and I'll give you a little bit of a description of her. Thanks for looking.
Okay.
You know, I need $1 million.
Yes, exactly.
So I've got a horse for sale.
I'm asking this price because we need the money. Not because the horse is worth it, because we need the money.
I like that. Again, let's try it.
Did anybody call?
I want $50,000 for this year old book.
And by the way, I'm asking $10,000, but I'm too cheap to even upload a picture to the Craigslist ad. You have to email me for one of those, and I might send it.
Or even tell you about her, besides the fact that she's seven and done.
That's funny. Ramona sent in the following one. Quarter horse gelding, $1,000 in Fleming. Not quite as expensive as the last one. Vinny is an AQHA, Vinny. You don't hear quarter horses with Italian names very often. Vinny is an AQHA gelding, bay 15-2. UTD on all shots, wormings, and farrier. I have vet paperwork. He is a Western pleasure breed. We are selling due to he needs to be a trail horse for a woman. I can't buy him, I guess, because... It's only for a woman. He doesn't like to show any longer and is burnt out. He has taught kids to ride for me. I will consider a trade for anything of value. I could use a golf cart, a gun, or offer me best offer. Please contact Jeremiah. So apparently this is a woman's horse only, because I don't know why, but it's a good, it was just a woman's horse. It's just a woman's horse. We're selling due to needs a trail horse for a woman because he's burnt out. And obviously, women cannot ride horses that aren't burnt out. Obviously.
Now, if you say a horse is burnt out, does that mean he bucks you off? What is the difference between the lines in that one?
Yes.
It doesn't say no buck or rear. It's not in there.
And I love this. He has taught kids to ride for me because I'm too lazy to teach him myself. So I'm just going to have the horse do it.
Yeah.
Beth sent in the following one. It's short, short and very sweet. Small horse, half miniature, $150. Small horse, two-year-old, very pretty rust. Male, can lead with feed, called Don.
What?
Yeah, it's a very pretty rust. Very pretty rust. And it can lead with feed. Apparently, it doesn't lead any other way other than with feed. But that's it. That's all the description we get. It's 2 years old, and it's a half small horse, half miniature. Half miniature small horse.
Wow.
Yeah. But doesn't that make it a pony?
I'm pretty sure that it makes it kind of worthless. But that's just me.
But you can lead it with feed.
People stop reading. Yeah, I'll only follow you if he's got some food in front of him. All right. The next one was sent in by Uta, and it's nice, thorough dash bred. $800 in, Baghdad, Arizona. Nice, thorough dash bred pony.
Okay.
Let me just read that again. Nice, thorough bred pony. He is papered. 2001 colt out of Lady Bollinger, named Ledger. His need for papers are long gone, though. That being said, I've owned this horse for 5 years. I paid $800 for him, and he is better than when I got him.
Well, that's good.
I used him on cattle roundup, and since I've moved to Arizona, have found little use for him. I have three others that I like better. He has a good disposition and a nice personality, but he's not really Cali for arena or roping work. I have tried him on Gymkhana events, and he has not done poorly. With his spirit, definitely needs an experienced rider. Spirit, definitely, and experience are all misspelled. I need to sell this horse, and am willing to take any offer or trade virtually anything of value. Wow, we got that a couple times today. So this ad doesn't make any sense, but it's a pony that is papered, but it's not papered, and he is cowy, but then he doesn't like cows, and then he doesn't do bad at this whole thing is full of double negatives, and I don't know what they're trying to tell me.
My favorite line.
They don't like this whole.
My favorite line was, his need for papers are long gone, though. Like you know, at some point when the horse gets to 3 or 4 years old, you don't need the papers anymore. What do you need those for? Just throw them away.
Nah, yeah. You don't need them.
Who needs papers?
Who needs them?
Yeah,
we don't. I like that. I have three others I'd like better.
Yeah,
I don't like this horse.
This horse sucks. Come buy it from me. Oh, the next one. Oh, geez. Shay sent in this one. And I got to tell you, every week I say the same thing, but I'm going to say it because it's every week it's true. Every week we get a horse trailer ad with a picture of a horse trailer that's better than the week before. And this one is a mini horse trailer in rough shape. Yep, that's the subject. Mini horse trailer in rough shape. Great size for sheep, mini horses, and calves. Shorter than regular stock trailers, so it's easier to park.
It's easy to park.
Can fit about 6 to 8 sheep in it. Yeah, if you're using a can opener, maybe. In really rough shape. I'm not kidding. It's in really rough shape. Best offer takes it. And there's this picture of this tiny little mini horse trailer with a cow's head sticking out the window.
That's the best part. That is the best part. It is really rough. But then it's got a side window, and there's a dang cow sticking out of it. What the hell?
I love how it says mini horse trailer. That's it's hilarious. A cow. It is funny. It is funny, but you're not going to fit 6 to 8 sheep in it, not unless you really pack them in there. It's a interesting horse trailer. It has the wheels are almost bigger than the trailer. Did you notice that? It looks
it'll
comical.
It'll fit 6 to 8 sheep. If you put one sheep on its back and then one sheep on top of it and then one sheep on its
stack
back and then one sheep on top of it and you stack them like that where their legs kind of go together, you can get 8 in there, I bet you.
It does kind of look like a comic book horse trailer. Jennifer will post it on Facebook. It's very funny.
That's great. And the next one, Rachel sent in, and these people really don't give a crap about selling this trailer. Old stock trailer, $1. Have older trailer. Last time we checked, the floor was still good. Lots of rust and the roof is in really bad shape. Would make a good fixer. taking any reasonable offers. And the photograph of the trailer, it's covered in a tarp. You can't even see the trailer.
And obviously they didn't look before they posted the ad, because they said last time we checked, which could have been 20 years ago.
You'd think you got that close to take a dang picture, pull the top off of it or tarp, and then go in there and just look at the floor.
That's a classic. Rachel, that was a good one. That's a classic.
Good trailers today. I just think that at some point we're going to run out of trailers. Every week I think that.
I know.
And we just get another one.
Jennifer, post them both, Jennifer.
Yeah, might as well. It gets people. It's entertaining. Janelle sent in the next one. I have a lot of horse and pony tack, Western and English. Most of the items are new. Few used. Some of the new has barn dust and maybe some mouse damage. No saddle.
It's new except so really, for the mouse ate new. Half of it.
Exactly. This sale is going to be on an individual basis only, appointments only. I would need to do this on a weekday evening. A sample of a few things are new Western show bit, used circle Y foal.
It's a tongue twister.
Or yearling. I can't remember. Show halter. New splint boots. Lots of sheets and sleazies. Horse and pony size. Now, this person has really sold me on, in the dark, coming to their house by appointment only to look at some half mouse chewed crap that they're trying to get rid of out of their barn.
Yes.
Let's go.
I picture the sheets and sleazies looking like Swiss cheese, don't you? You got holes everywhere, and, you know, great for summer in Arizona.
good ad, you know. Good find.
Susan sent in the following one. Flashy Palomino for sale, $1,800 in White Lake. 2004 registered Palomino AQHA mare for sale stands about 15-1. Ties, bays, clips, stands for vet and farrier. Good horse. She has excellent ground manners, lunges great, and is easy to handle. Trail rides great, road safe, and goes through water. Wow, this is a really good horse. Has the foundation to be a show horse, speed horse, or just a trail horse. Loves the work. Selling because we don't have time to keep her consistently worked, and she deserves a job. No phone calls, please. Please, no phone calls. Call for picks.
Oh, I was like, where's the funny in this?
Please, no phone calls. Call for picks. Hey, where the funny is, if you read between the lines, we have that perfect horse. And we always say this about these ads. It bays, it clips, the farrier, you ride it, it's road safe, it goes through water, blah, blah, blah. And now you have to read between the line in the last sentence every single time. Selling because we don't have time to keep her consistently worked and she deserves a job. What does that tell you if you're reading between the lines? She's a nut job that unless you keep her working all the time, she will dump your ass. And it's not that she deserves a job. She needs a job. So that's what that
I thought
me.
The funny was the fact that they say, please, no phone calls, call for pictures, and then they give their phone number. What do you want me to do? You want me to call you or not call you? I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm with you.
Oh, you're going to love this one. Nice.
Oh, God. Mel Donald's from Australia and moves Australians. His Aussies are crazy. So this is going to be good. Beautiful bay gelding, $800 negotiable. His name of Joe. He is 16 hands. He has no buck or rear that I've found anyway. This is all lowercase, by the way. It will be good if he goes to a home with other horses. He's good with other horses. Until it comes to food, he will be quite kicky towards them. If other horse cows, you are too close. He is 16 years old. You can do anything with him. Push and shove him around. He doesn't seem to mind having his feet done. But he needs to be in a herd environment. He doesn't like to be ridden off on his own. He had a rough RUFF life before I got him. He's had little kids on him, only led around, though. The last owner said he floats easy, but I haven't tried. He will sidestep and shake his head about if you try to ride him off on his own. He will only go to a good home with other horses or someone with a very genital. We're giving him patient views. You have to have genitals.
Very genitals.
You have to be very genital. Nice, Mel. Nice. That speaks for itself.
There's so much wrong with this one.
So much.
Do you think they meant teeth floating? The only thing I could picture is the last owner said he floats easy, but I haven't tried. I pictured the last owner pushing him in a lake and seeing if he floated. That was what I had in mind.
I was thinking, why would they try to float his teeth by themselves?
Oh, and the other thing about this, and I just have to say it, he has to be at a home with other horses unless it's feeding time. And then he's going to kick the crap out of them. And don't you get in the way either. Yeah, not so much. I'm not going to be putting him out with my pony. Thank you very much. Kim.
And I did like the point where he said he will sidestep and shake his head about if you try to ride him off on his own. And we've all seen that kind of behavior on horses when they're like, I don't want to leave. And they kick him and make him go. He's just a spoiled little brat. Sorry, my two cents. Jennifer knows that kind of horse, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And he's 16 years old, so you're getting a little up there to try and retrain him. But, you know, he's only $800, and that's negotiable, and this guy would probably take anything as long as you have genitals. If you don't have genitals, he's not going to sell you the horse. So,
yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Kim, who has a very interesting last name I'm not going to pronounce, sent in this one. This is an eBay ad. It's a classic eBay ad. It's the kind that only I get. Vintage lot of two Weave-It looms. Yeah, sorry, looms, L-O-O-M-S. The larger one measures 4.5 by 4.5. The smaller one measures 2.5 by 2.5, included with original Art Deco plastic box, although it is broken in one corner as seen in the photo. Looms are in used condition and do need cleaning, but all parts are present. Original instruction booklet is included in addition to a purchased one with 12 patterns. All sales final. No refunds or returns. Shipping to lower 48 states only. I am not a dealer or own a business. Now you say, why are we reading this ad? It's for this part. Just a mom selling our treasures to help sons pay educational expenses so they will move out of my house. I am tired of cooking and cleaning. If you find them a wife between the ages of 20 and 26, I will give you these looms for free. She can make all their clothes with it. One is 23 with a mechanical engineering degree. The other is 26 with an electrical engineering degree. Both have great jobs and come from a clean home. They are housebroken, but tend to let you cook and clean without offering to help. They can do their own laundry, but need help with ironing. Think you will be able to work with that with the new wrinkle-free fabrics? As stated with the other item, they are in used condition and they do need cleaning, but all their parts are present, however. I will not accept refunds or returns on them either.
Oh, my God. That is genius. I was like, what's this? Why are they selling looms? And then you read on, it's like, oh, I've opened the door to complain about my child who will not get the hell out of my house.
I love awesome. That ad. And they both have like engineering degrees. So doesn't that say something? Okay.
Nice. All right. Gemma sent in the last one and $2,500 looking for that special gift. And we have to post this on Facebook because if you are looking for that special gift, look no further. It's a 13-year-old APHA mare, has done it all in 4-H, riding clubs, parades, trail rides, great horse, call or text Sandy with questions or offers, $2,500. They have taken a horse, and you can't see the horse because they have completely covered this horse in wrapping paper. I mean, nose to back. The entire horse is covered in wrapping paper. They have cut out, a little circle for its eye. They've even wrapped its ears.
They did. Yes, they did. This entire horse is covered. I'm telling you what, if you need yourself a pony and a pony will put up with this, it's worth $2,500, don't you think? I mean, this is a pony to get for your kid.
Yes. This is a Christmas present if I've ever seen one. But we got to post this on Facebook, too.
Yeah, definitely have to post that picture. That was great. Well, that's it for the ads today. Thank you, everyone who sent it in. If you didn't hear yours today, it's likely to show up next week. We have to award our prizes, and I have a request. Can we give Kim with the looms and the children that won't move out of the house, can we give Kim one of the prizes? I think Kim deserves a prize, don't you? So we have two things.
I think so.
We have the gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Who gets that?
I think that Chelsea, who sent in the ad about the horse that's $10,000.
Yes.
And it's worthless horse, but they really need the money. So for $1 billion, you can have this horse. We've never seen that before. And I think Chelsea deserves something.
All right. Very good. And then we have the Horses in the Morning Prize Closet gift pack. So can we give that to Kim?
Sure, but I don't know. Shay with the cow in the trailer. I don't know. That's pretty good, too.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we send Shay, Jennifer, why don't we also send Shay one of our Horses in the Morning gift packs? We have them. Let's send them out. Let's make somebody's Christmas. So Shay, Kim,
yay!
We got three away today. Good job, guys. They were excellent ads. And I appreciate, Jamie, I appreciate you hanging in there. I know how hard it is to talk when you have to cough when you laugh. It's not it's not good.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry I didn't laugh a little bit more. I think they're all really funny. I just choke every time I start laughing.
I laughed for you, so we're okay. And did you see the picture Uta posted on our Facebook page? You were talking about needing a sidecar for Chad and wanting to put Boomer, the dog, in the sidecar with the glasses. Did you see the picture she posted of the bulldog?
Oh, my God. It's actually a dog in a sidecar. I did not make that up. That's awesome.
It's a bulldog in a sidecar. Now, Chad would look really cool if he went to work with a bulldog in the sidecar.
That's true. That is pretty manly.
That is.
Yeah. You're not gonna get any points having a basset hound in the side.
No. or a Lhasa Apso. Either one is not going to work real well. Well, that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up for today and for the week here at the Horse Radio Network. Don't forget to find all the other terrific shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com or on our app. Go to the iOS or Android app store and just search for Horse Radio Network. It's the easiest way to listen to all of our shows. One reminder, this came up on Facebook the other day. All of our new shows, there should be 11 shows showing up on your app on your phone. If they're not, you need to update your app. So just go into, just figure out how to update apps on your phone and do the update, because all the shows are there, but you do need to update your apps on a regular basis. And that's all the different apps on your phone. So they will show up after you do that. And we will be back here Monday morning with another live show for you, continuing in the holiday spirit. Is that better? Holiday spirit? Is that better? Not actual holiday.
I'm proud.
Okay.
Well done. It's Christmas time. It's Hanukkah. It's Kwanzaa. Whatever else you celebrate, happy whatever holiday it is, and spay, neuter, and geld.
See you, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Be safe. Send Elmo to Jamie's house. Just address it, Phoenix, Arizona. Superstar Jamie. It'll get there.